Interesting enough, Bantu's actually described exactly the same conditions in that lecture, Is a Guru Necessary? So it's a lecture he gave in 1970. First of all, he talks about what the guru isn't. So they're not the head of a religious group, for instance. They're not a teacher. Oh dear. In other words, they're not a teacher in that they're not just somebody merely passing on information. They're not a father substitute, and they're not a problem solver. In other words, he says the contact should be relational. It's a relationship. It's existential, which I find, you do meet that, don't you, in yourself. You meet people where you know the contact has got a meaning that's existential. So it's a real communication between people, which is not just a sharing of thoughts and experiences, but a communication of being, action and interaction. It requires both parties to be fully themselves and in relation to one another. And the guru or teacher is to be themselves in relationship to the disciple. That's all that is required of them. They're not needed to teach anything in particular. The disciple is not there to learn, but simply to allow the contact with the guru to have an impact. In other words, we're just allowing our psyche, our spiritual life, to be modified by the greater depth of this other being. So Bandi says vertical communication is very different from horizontal communication. The disciple grows in the direction of the guru's higher level of being and consciousness. But the guru does not become correspondingly more like the disciple. The disciple is compelled to grow through the intensity of the communication. Through that communication, the guru also grows. So he has to answer the question, is a guru necessary? And he says two things are necessary to spiritual growth. One is the experience of suffering, maybe just simply contact with life. And the other is contact with more highly developed people. So both seem to be arguing for the same experience. Both seem to agree on the need for vertical relationship, the guru or the authentic teacher. They both seem to agree on the kind of relationship that is required between both parties. So is a guru necessary? It's very interesting, isn't it? Because Bhante's saying that it is, but he hasn't set himself up as a guru. So where is it? Where is that guru? Where is that authentic teacher?